John, we find Jesus who was having the conversation with Nicodemus. who's having trouble understanding the spiritual things of the world. And so Jesus is talking to him about faith here. And he starts this thing off with Moses. And he said that just as Moses had lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Yes.
And I'd like to take just a minute to talk about Moses for a moment. Because he starts this thing off. And when you talk about faith, you can't really talk about faith without coming down through Moses.
Yes.
Briefly, Moses was born in a critical time. It was when the king himself had ordered that all the male children in the nation of Israel, in the tribe of Israel, be thrown into the river.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses' mother was a God-fearing woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so she hid Moses for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Till he got to crying so loud that she became the first woman shipbuilder. And the Bible says that she took him down to the river. And she built him an ark just big enough for him to get in. And she pitched him within and without. And she put him there in the banks of the river amidst the flags so that he wouldn't flow off into the river. And she knew that God was directing her because she told her daughter, Moses' sister, said, I want you to stand back. Not right up on her, but stand back from her way. But this is where the king's daughter come to bathe herself. And so it was that when Pharaoh's daughter come down to the river to bathe herself, the Bible says that it was Moses crying that attracted her attention. And so she called forth her servant, Moses' sister, and Moses' sister come up, and you know, she didn't say that this is my brother, but she said, can I get you a wet nurse? And Pharaoh's daughter told her, said, go ahead on and get me a wet nurse. And when you listen, you can be blessed.
Yeah.
And so she went right home and she got her mother and brought her mother back to Pharaoh's daughter. And Pharaoh's daughter said, take this baby and raise him for me, and I'll pay you your wages. She got paid, Reverend Thompson, to take care of her own child. When you listen to God, you can be blessed. One man said, here and your soul shall live.
Yes.
And as my mother used to tell me, it's the reason you got one mouth and 2 ears. When you learn to listen, you can be blessed. But as I go on, Moses was raised up in the palace with Pharaoh and Pharaoh's family. But he looked out on his brothers. And you know, sometimes when God bless us, we forget about our brothers. Forget about those that we come along with. But Moses, the Bible says, he looked out on his brothers.
Yes.
And one day he saw an Egyptian mistreating one of his brothers.
Yes.
And so he rose up against him in anger, and he killed the man and hid his body in the dirt. And the next day he saw two of his brothers striving against each other. And he told them, said, y'all not strive against one another, for you are brothers. You should be working together. And one threw the other one aside and told him, said, what, do you intend to kill us like you did that Egyptian? And Moses said, this thing is known. And so he got up and he fled town.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he left town, he went over into the land of Midian. And I'm coming down to the call, but I want you to know that when he got over there, he ran into 7 daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there at the well to water their father's flock.
Mm-hmm.
But when they got there, the men that were at the well would make the girls get back. But Moses stood up in their place, and he watered their flock, and the girls were able to get home early.
Okay.
And when the father asked them, said, how did you get home early?
Mm-hmm.
They said, a Hebrew helped us. And so the father bid Moses to come on in and stay for a while.
Yes.
And he gave him one of his daughters to be his wife. And he gave him the job shepherding over the flock.
Church,
but I'm coming down to the call of Moses.
Oh,
one day while he was leading the flock on the backside of the river, he stumbled upon a bush.
Yeah.
And the bush was on fire.
Yeah.
And the bush kept on burning. Yeah. And it wasn't burning. And Moses said, I'll turn aside and see this great sight for myself.
Yeah.
And as he got on up a little close to that bush, he heard a voice come from out of the flame, out of the midst of that old burning bush, and called him by name and said, Moses,
yes.
Moses. come now that I might set them free. Yes. He said, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh, I said, let my people go. But Moses started arguing with God. He told us that when I left Egypt, I was a wanted man. He said, not only that, but I'm slow of speech and I'm not eloquent. And he told him, said, but I got a brother down there who's well spoken. And he's all right and he can do the job that you're asking me to do. Yeah. But God told him, said, Moses, who made your mouth? He said, I'm the Lord. God called Moses out of the fire, and he called him out of the midst of the bush and said, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And he wanted Moses to know that I'm with you always. So he told him, said, what's that in your hand? Moses said, a rod. God said, I want you to put it on the ground. Moses dropped it, and it turned into a serpent. And he jumped back, and God said, take him by the tail. And it turned back into a rod. And God said, put your hand in your bosom. And when he took it out, it was full of snow. And he said, put it back in there. And he took it out, and it was back to like it was. He told him, said, I want you to go down in Egypt and make me known to Pharaoh. Make my name known to the Egyptian. And Moses took that rod, and whatever God told him to turn to, that rod turned into. So after Moses led the children on out of Egypt, after they got on out into the wilderness, Reverend Thompson, the children of Israel got like a whole lot of us do today. They got upset and they got angry with God. And they started giving Moses all kinds of trouble. And God told Moses, said, am I angry with you? I'm sitting down to the car. And so then it was that God told Moses, God said, I'm going to call the poisonous serpents to come out and begin to bite the children of Israel. And I'm going to tell you one thing about the man of God. A whole lot of folk got a whole lot to say about the minister. They got a whole lot to say about the reverend. But I don't care what you say about the reverend. When hard times come, you look to him.
Yeah.
So with my own arm I brought God salvation unto me. He hung on that cross all day.
That's right.
Until heaven blacked out on
me.
Spiritual rebirth.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know that we can understand a thing about this without faith. We can't understand a thing about the Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Without faith. And so it goes on down in that next verse. And now he tells Nicodemus the greatest love story in the world. For God so loved the world.
Yes.
For God so loved this broken,
come on,
this sinful,
yes,
this dark,
say it,
this sick,
uh-huh,
world, that he gave his only begotten son,
yes,
that whosoever believeth in him,
uh-huh,
should not perish.
Come on.
Right.
In other words, they won't die.
All right.
That's right.
But we'll have everlasting life.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody ought to tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I'm so glad.
Yes.
I said I'm so glad.
Yes.
That one Sunday morning,
come on,
God looked down on a whosoever sitting down at Adam Chapel.
Yes.
Sitting there at the back of the church.
Yes, sir.
And they opened up the doors of the church,
yes,
and said, come to the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And God looked down on this whosoever and said, come unto me, weary, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
And I got up out of my seat, and I began to walk toward the front of the church.
Yes, sir.
And as I got there at the front of the church, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I began to really live. I thought I was living before, but when I got a hold to Jesus,
yes,
and Jesus got a hold of me,
yes,
I really started,
yes,
living,
yes,
because although trouble come my way from, yes, time to time, God has made a way for me to escape in my midst.
Yes.
And all hell in Jesus,
yes,
I have joy, unspeakable joy, because I know who holds the world in the palm of his hand. And not only does he hold it there, but,
yes,
he holds it together. And if he took his hands off the world for just one moment, everything would cease to be.
Yes.
But when I got hooked up with Jesus,
oh, yeah,
that's when the life began. Jesus said, as he lifted up the servant to me, so must the Son of Man be lifted, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You find sickness in your body, look to the cross.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You have domestic problems in your life,
mm-hmm,
with your spouse, look to the cross.
Yes.
Yes.
Your faith begins to waver and you get weary on life's journey.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
come on,
to the cross.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
For Jesus said, look,
look,
and you'll be healed.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Look,
yes, sir,
and you will live.
Right.
Yes.
Look,
yes,
and you'll get well.
Yes.
Look,
yes,
and you'll
have
everlasting life. Look, and you'll have everlasting life. Look, to the cross.
Yes.
And as I get ready to take my seat, I'm reminded of Psalm 121.
Mm-hmm.
David wrote it and said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills.
Come on, God.
From which cometh my help.
Right.
My help comes from the Lord.
Come on, God.
Who made heaven and earth.
Yes.
He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Behold, the Lord that keepeth Israel,
yes, sir,
shall neither slumber nor,
yes,
sleep.
Yes.
I want you to know today that whatever it is that's troubling you in your life, look to the hill. From his coming your help. Because without faith, it is impossible,
yes,
to please God.
Yes.
But he that cometh to the Lord must believe that he is a rewarder of faith,
yes,
that diligently seeks,
yes,
God. Don't seek the mouth,
yes,
of God.
Yes, sir.
Don't